What was your most recent or most prominent experience with your family like? What were the good things? What were the maybe not so great things? What were the things that you could have improved? Did it uplift them? Did it uplift you? How did you walk away from the conversation? How did you feel? How did they feel? What'd you talk about? Our family is really such an integral part of our lives. For most of us, they're there for so much of our life, so much of our day, from the time we get home from school to the time that we go to bed. Maybe from the time we go get up to the time that we head out to work or to school. And it's really important that we're prioritizing these relationships. So today I wanted to share a few bits of advice and a few bits of insight that I've gained on just how to love your family, how to treat them, how to promote harmony and just support them. And to start with, my first bit of advice would be to try and keep your mouth shut. This is something that I've really been working on that can be hard. But really just the exercise of taking the time to intentionally listen to the other person, not to interject your own opinion or your own advice until they're done speaking, and to really just take the opportunity to listen to what they have to say, to prioritize them, because they're the important people in your life, you know? To take that time to just shut up and listen. And it can be really hard, but literally when you're in that situation, just be like, okay, like Holy Spirit power, let's be quiet for just a little bit longer and let this family member get out what they need to say. And it can honestly work wonders. You can learn so much about the people that you've been living your whole life with, the things that they value, the things that they struggle with, different stories. You can have fun conversations. If you just take that time to listen to what they want to say, and by doing so, you take this step into supporting them. You take this step into saying, look, I'm someone who's going to be here for you, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, however you need me, I will be here to support you. And I'm going to start doing that by giving you the space to talk freely. And so often this can begin to lead into conversations where you can both be open with one another and share what's on your mind, what you need to say. The next point I want to talk about is another way in which you treat your family, and that is going the extra mile. What could that look like for you? It might look like coming home after school and deciding that you're going to wash the dishes, or taking the initiative to put up your clothes before your parents tell you to. It could mean making breakfast for someone. Maybe it's your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad. Maybe it's getting your stuff together early and just taking care of what it is you need to do on time and in a timely manner so that they don't worry about you. But going the extra mile is another way to say, you know, I don't want to just do the bare minimum with you. I love you, I cherish you, you are a priority to me, and therefore I'm going to take this extra step to love on you, to care for you, even just to take care of my own things, to support you in that way so that you don't have to spend the time doing that for me. Going the extra mile can really just come about in so many ways, and it can even come about in just saying, you know, I'm going to take 10 minutes out of my schedule to just sit down and listen to my family member. But what does that look like for you? And like, really, truly think about it. Because when you're in the action of doing this thing to love your family, you are showing them the love of Jesus. You're showing them the love that he's enabled us to give to others. It's a self-sacrificial love. And, you know, the simple act of literally just being timely, being on time, which doesn't even seem like it's anything extra, you can start there. Maybe it is just taking out the trash with no one asking you to. Maybe it is doing the dishes when no one else seems to have the time or energy for it. Maybe it's just doing some small thing to support your family when they need it. Maybe it's helping to fold your siblings' clothes because you know that they don't have time. Whatever it is, whatever that may be for you, think about it and really think about how you might be able to implement that. And the final point, tip, advice that I want to give falls into line with tip number one, but it is a bit different. And that is to think before you speak. And this can show itself in so many different ways. One of them being, you know, is the thing that I'm about to say uplifting? And if it's not, then completely abstaining from saying anything at all. Another way would just be, again, is this uplifting? And if not, saying, okay, maybe how can I change this to be something that supports the person next to me, that shows them that I love them, that I care, that I'm here for them, that, you know, I'm going to support them even in this little conversation. And, you know, you can realize so many things when you actually think before you speak and you realize, okay, well, is this comedic comment benefiting anyone? Is it bringing us a little bit of joy? Or is it really just going to kind of drag down everyone's day? Is this piece of gossip going to be uplifting to us? Is it supporting godly things? Or is it just something that is better left unsaid? And this little thought can be hard. Sometimes I will find myself in the car with my family and I catch myself about to say something and I'm like, should I really say that right now? Is that really gonna help anyone out? Is it benefiting my relationship with my family at all? And sometimes I realize, no, it's not. And then me being the imperfect human that I am, sometimes I go ahead and say it anyways. But I think that exercise of realizing, hey, okay, is the thing that I want to say, is it uplifting? Is it godly? Is it something that will support my family and show them that I love them? Or is it something that's going to tear them down or tear someone else down or tear down this spiritual relationship that we have with God or this relationship that we have with one another? And so before we close out this episode and go on with our weeks, I really want to challenge you, to challenge all of us, to say, what is one thing I can be doing this week to show my family that I love them, to show them the love of Christ? Maybe it's that you need to be more patient in your speech. Maybe you need to be quieter. Maybe you need to go the extra mile or even just take care of your own things well. Whatever that is, think about it, pray about it, and then act it out. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will chat with you next week. And of course, all the best and all the blessings.